finally. God, the place was a dump. And you are so not good at reading signals. What do I... I gave you the looks. I got you drinks. I did the grind. I've been wanting to dip all night, and you just weren't having it. Are you really that dense? I'm just being a big bad tease. I bet. But you are a snack. And I couldn't just give up on you. Listen, I have a place nearby. Like, a real nice one. We could, you know, get to know each other a little better. You know, get a little bit rated R. You are a tease, aren't you? And I thought I was the one on the prowl. The alley? Are you sure? Looks super shady down there. What if somebody sees? You're not gonna go postal on me, are you? Oh, so now you can't wait, huh? Okay, all right, whatever. I'm down. They've waited long enough, too. And a girl can only take so much. She won't be able to keep her hands off you. What? I say something weird. As if. For someone so easy, you sure are making this hard for me. That's okay. I can improvise. Don't fight it. You'll just hurt yourself. Sweet dreams for now, snack. 'Cause it's gonna be nothing but nightmares when you wake up. Hey, you're awake. Great. Just in time. She should be here any minute now. Oh. You'll be getting familiar with her real soon. Don't you worry. You're gonna love her. I know I do. Like, she just has that quality about her. It's so hard not to. I've tried. Feeling groggy? I stuck you with a little something to keep you nice and conked. Had to. My way would have been so much easier for us both. So really, this is all on you. You have no idea how hard it was to get you up here all discreet. Well, you like the place? I told you it's nice. It's a penthouse. You thought for sure you were going to hit it tonight, huh? Sorry. Not so much. Not exactly Captain Charisma, are you? Yeah, you're so not getting out of that chair. But keep trying. It's cute. Even if you did, you'd have to get past me next. Sure you want to give that another go? Because it did not go well for you the last time. What am I? Rude? I'm a person. An ordinary gal. Same as you. Well, the same. Only better. It's your blood, see? my mistress. She makes me stronger. Okay, call me a crazy bitch one more time, and you're actually gonna hurt my feelings. Screech all you want, but nobody's gonna hear. Except, you know, for me. And I honestly don't have the patience for it right now. So tell you what. I'm gonna take this knife and see just how deep in your guts I need to bury it before the noise stops. I'm guessing it gets louder before it gets quieter. Or you could just shut up and save me the trouble of having to replace you. Your choice. There you go. See? You don't always have to take the road less traveled. Inconvenience is good. Now, let me explain to you how things are. Big things are going down. Not that you'd know anything about that, you stupid cow. Maybe that's what you are. Cattle. Fit for slaughter and nothing else. Oblivious to what's actually going on. All you care about is eating. Sleeping. Fucking. I mean, Exhibit A right here. Oh, don't even pretend to be offended. You know it's true. Really? Because the way I remember it, that's exactly how you got into this mess in the first place. A stranger in a dark, ominous alley. Dangerous. And speaking of, there's a whole world of dark and danger people like you aren't aware of happening all around us. And my mistress, she's in the middle of it. And she needs me. And now she needs you. She needs a doll. Because it's getting less and less safe to hunt out there. And as much as I wish I could, and believe me, I'd love nothing more. Right now, that's not something I can do for her. Now, I know what you're thinking. Did I just spike my mistress's drink? Alcohol and drugs. That can't be good, right? That's not how it works. It's supernatural. You can't poison a corpse, just FYI. You're still not catching on? You know, bloodsuckers, creatures of the night, yada, yada, yada. Still don't believe me, huh? That's okay. You'll see for yourself in just a moment. In fact, can you feel that? She's coming. She's coming. She's coming.
Pet, would you be a dear and ring the concierge downstairs? Someone saw fit to relieve themselves in the elevator again. Oh, we have a guest. I thought there was something in the air. Something much more pleasant than the cocktail left behind back there.
Welcome home, mistress.
Pet, really? You're making a scene in front of our new friend here. Stand up. There's really no need for the pomp and circumstance. You know that.
But there is. You deserve every bit of it, and more. They couldn't.
You sweet, silly little thing. Don't worry. I know what is in your heart.
Mistress.
But what have you brought me this wonderful evening? I'd say you know my taste better than I do. The bouquet is just... Oh my. You've certainly outdone yourself tonight, Pat. She wasn't too rough on you, was she? I know she can get... overzealous. You must forgive her. She can't help herself. But I suppose we should get the unpleasantries out of the way first, shouldn't we? I'm sure my dear Pet has done her best to inform you of the situation, with her usual aplomb, as it were. You must have put it together by now. I know it's a lot to take in, but this is real. And it breaks my heart to tell you this. But you can never leave this place. Your life, such as it was, is over. No. Shh. Don't be afraid. Look at me. Look into my eyes. Deep into my eyes. And listen. No harm will come to you. You are safe. I won't hurt you. And I will never take from you more than you have to give. But you are mine to have in any way I choose. You will not shout. You will not struggle. And in time you will learn to enjoy this almost as much as I do. Pet, cut the ropes, if you would. This is no way to treat a guest.
Are you sure?
Pet.
Yes, mistress.
Stand up, my precious new doll. Let me have a look at you. Gorgeous thing, aren't you? Beautiful. I could not have asked for more. Can you hear it? Under your perfect skin. The blood. Your essence. A violent, unbridled river. Your heart pounding like machine gun fire. But it's not from fear, is it? And the scent intoxicating. You. Oh, my. Excuse me. I lost myself for a moment. But you really are simply delectable.
Mistress, if it pleases you, I'm ready for you too.
Dearest, no. I've had my fill, and I need you to save your strength for later. For now, take care of the doll. I wanted hale and hearty for the next time. And with that, I must thank you for the exquisite meal, and bid the both of you adieu. Things to do, places to be. You know how it is. Enjoy the rest of the evening. But don't have too much fun without me. Ta-ta.
No, mistress. Please.
You. What the fuck do you think you're doing? You think you can just... You don't think I can see? Are you even fucking listening? Listen to me, you whore. Listen to me real fucking good. You're a snack, and that's all you are. An appetizer. A fucking juice box, okay? I'm the main fucking course. And if you think for a second you can replace me, I'm gonna fillet you like a fucking fish. From your oversexed snatch to your quivering jaw. I'm gonna grind your pretty face into a fucking paste. I'm gonna... Don't. Just don't try me. Okay? Then why was she all over you like that? You're... I know you're doing... something.
They're disposable. Yeah, she likes you.
For now. But don't let it go to your head. You're not special. You're not. Never forget that. Get off the floor. I'm the one who's gonna have to clean this up.
No, I'm not gonna tie you up again. No reason to. There's wards on the door. You're not getting out that way. You could try the window, but only if you think you can survive hitting the pavement from 20 floors up. I would so love to see how it goes for you, though. You. Fight me. Yeah, okay. Have you seen yourself lately? You're not exactly, like, threatening. I'm not... threatened. Whatever. Yeah, well, your room is this way. It's got everything you need. Your bed's made, plenty of pillows for you to cry into. Because I swear, if I have to listen to you blubber and wail too... Here it is. I hope you rot in there.